City living at 90 degrees. The sweat stays on in beads as you hit the air conditioning turned full on to freeze temperature. Vicious extremes from body heat to winter chill in an instant. The city dweller flips each day of New York summer, flips a little more and questions, am I insane? And will I know if I am sane or insane? Never. City dwellers are all insane. Buoyed up by caffeine and medication, their arteries coursing with highs and lows that should have been outlawed years ago. Ho-hum. And the city dweller dutifully moves for the commuter who dares to ask to sit in the next seat. When a commuter sits at an empty pair of seats on tube or bus, he wills like fury, wills others not to sit next to him. A woman sneezes, I almost say, bless you. But no, she may think I'm crazy. In New York, people order eggs and get little shallow tubs of grape jelly with the order. But no one in New York eats the grape jelly, it's just a tradition. I want to look at people, but they will me not to. That's cool. I accept that they're tense. Does it make me sad? No, I don't think so. Really? Well then, yes it does, if I really think about it.
Forty-five hundred years ago, there was a cataclysm, a war in the heavens that decimated the population of this solar system and ended life on all the planets except the Earth. And such was the horror of this war in the heavens that all survivors, the remaining people on Earth, blotted out the memory of that time from every corner of the collective mind of the people called mankind. And time passed slowly, and people forgot. And time continued to pass, but a tradition began, a nagging myth about people of the past. People looked at their monuments and wondered, why did we make this stone circle? It is a tradition, but the time has gone when man knows why. He only knows that he does. 1,000 years after the cataclysm, ancient man maintained his tradition of rough megalithic monuments. But only the form remained. All the pizzazz, the dash, and the righteous individuality of temples like Killarnish, Avebury, Stonehenge, Stanton Drew, Maze Howe, and other intriguing megalithic complexes. All the wonder was gone, as was also the precision, the cosmological correctness. ¶¶ Jesus Christ is not the cross. The cross is a representation of man standing, arms outstretched, accepting the creation. The cross is universal. The cross is all supreme. The cross is mankind stretching up and out of his waking dreams.